This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful and relevant message series titled How to Have a Good Year. The subtitle for today is How to Make the Plan of God a Reality in Your Life. Let's join in.
Today, I want to continue our theme, Psalm 65, verse 11. Let's read it. It says, Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. We are at the beginning of a new year, and every new year, there are resolutions. We all want to see a good new year. This year, I'm believing God for good things and great things. And most of the time, 31st night, we make resolutions that God will bless us, that this year, whatever you want to see will come to pass. God will have mercy on you, heal you, give you finances, bless your children, bless your grandchildren, deliver you, help you in marriage, help you in school. And we all pray for the best. I'll start sharing on how are we going to make sure that we're going to have a good year. Because we can shout it as a slogan, but at the end of the day, we must take steps to make sure that it actually comes to pass. Here he says, thy path drops fatness. In other words, he says, if you follow the paths of God, you will experience the fat of God. And fat or oil in the Bible, fat is oil in solid form. So most of the time when the Bible talks about oil, it talks about the anointing. So when we follow the word of God, the principles of God's word, it releases the anointing or the power of God. That's why you're going to have a good year. So this year, you want to have a good year when it comes to serving the Lord. You must make sure that you follow his paths, because every path leads to a destination. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, it says, stand you in the way and see, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? In other words, there are several ways of making money. So which way are you going to use? The best way or the best path to use is to use the path of God's word. So here it says that thy paths drop fatness. So as Christians, we live by certain principles and a certain code. And the principle is God's word. So for us to have a good year, good health, good sleep, good finances, good relationship with God, let's follow the paths of God. Because there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Key number two, I said, let's follow the plan of God. If you want to experience a good year, don't follow your plan. Follow God's plan. The Bible talks about general principles. But the Holy Spirit talks about specific things. That's why, as a Christian, it's important to hear God's voice. Now, this year, every year, I'm not trying to do what I want to do. Every year, I try to do what God wants me to do. Because if I do it, it will not succeed. But if God does it, it will work. Because whatever God does, it shall come to pass. That's why I always try and listen to God's plan for my life, and that God will protect it. In Romans 8:31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? In John 15:16, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So when we choose what God has chosen, it produces fruits. Results, and it will remain. No one can stop it. Demons can't stop it. Your background can't stop it. Curses can't stop it. Politicians can't stop it. As long as you follow the principles and you follow God's plan, it is bound to come to pass. And so you and I must make sure that we follow God's plans. Today I want to talk about how to make the plan of God a reality in your life. How to make the plan of God a reality in your life. It's my subtitle, and it's all around the theme, how to have a good year. I was about 18 years old when I saw Jesus for the first time. I was praying at dawn. It was around 3 a.m. And the heavens opened. The heavens can open. Most of the time they are closed, but they can open. That's why Jesus said, Matthew 16:19, he said, I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, there are keys that can actually open the heavens. So the heavens open. And when the heavens open, I saw Jesus coming from the clouds. God is a spirit. Until he opens your eye spiritually, you can't see him. And when he came, he stood in front of me. And somebody asked me, how did he look like? He looked like a human being. He had a human form, but he was made out of light. He was shining. And I asked him, why do you shine so much? And he said to me, that is the color of holiness. God is not made out of flesh. He's made out of holiness. He says God is holy. It's a kind of material that is only unique in heaven. So he's made out of holiness. And he was shining. And he said to me, that is why I shine so much. Then I remember he told me, I'm going to make you a pastor and a minister. And you are going to preach the word of God to different nations and to different people. And the vision ended. When it ended, I had a problem. My problem was, how is this thing going to pass? Because I was a newborn Christian. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know much about God. I didn't see myself as anybody important. So I started wondering, how is this plan going to come to pass? So I had seen a vision, but the question is, how is it going to come to pass? So when I say God's plan for your life, God can give you a plan, but the question is, you will ask yourself, how can this plan come to pass? So for example, when Mary, the mother of Jesus, was told that she was going to have a baby without the involvement of a man, in Luke 1:34, she asked a question. She said, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? It was a question. Because how is this possible? So when I say that we should follow God's plan, how to make God's plans a reality in your life, most of the time, God's plans, they come as visions or as burdens or as trances or as dreams. But I believe that the commonest way through which all of us can receive God's plan is to have a burden. A burden, I believe, is the commonest way. And what is a burden? That word burden means weight. So sometimes there is a weight on your spirit. If you are very spiritual, you can tell when there is a weight on your spirit. It looks more like a concern, something that worries you or something that bugs you. But this time it's not a problem. It's more like something you should do. So this year, I have had some burdens on my heart. I can feel it on my heart that this is what I am supposed to do. And the thing about a burden is that it is insistent. It doesn't go away. It stays. Now, the burden I'm feeling this year, I started feeling it maybe about 2 years ago. It's just that this year is getting stronger and stronger. I can feel the baby kicking. So if I'm pregnant, I can feel the baby kicking that this thing is getting stronger. And I realized that, look, this year, God wants me to move in that direction. Malachi 1:1, it says, the burden of the word of the Lord for Malachi. So God places burdens on our heart or concerns on our heart, and it stays. And the reason why it stays is that the word of God is eternal. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Corruptible means something that can rot, but of incorruptible. It cannot rot. The word of God, which lives and abides forever. So if a word or a dream or something is from God, it will stay with you for the rest of your life. Yes, it will be there. And that thing is a burden, a desire. Actually, a burden is also called a desire, a strong desire, but not a wicked or evil desire, but a biblical desire. I think I even find it in Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. In other words, God says, when I place a burden on your heart, when you pray, you shall receive. So God said, when you pray according to the burdens or the desires that I have placed on your heart, when you pray, you shall receive an answer. So I believe that this year already, some of us can identify that there is a burden on your heart. It could be a burden to get married. It could be a burden to travel. It could be a burden to preach. It could be a burden to help build the church. It could be a burden to start a business. It could be a burden to resign from your work and do your own job. But it's a burden. It will stay there. And most of the time, it's a signal from God. That is, if you have a pure heart. But if you don't have a pure heart, your burdens will be impure burdens. Instead of feeling for something good, you will feel so for something evil. Luke 6:45, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. So that's why you must keep your heart well. But when you guard your heart well with God's word and with good things, when there is a burden, it will be a burden from God. But if it is not kept well, when there is a burden, it will easily be a worldly burden or an evil burden, which is not correct. Anyway, so I believe that a burden is one of the ways that God reveals his plan to us. So after you have a burden or a dream or a vision, whatever it is, God also talks through dreams. Job 33 verse 14, he says, God speaketh once, yea, twice, in a dream, in a vision of the night. When this sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. In other words, he can give instructions through dreams and visions. So if I take the church, for example, I have already received some dreams concerning this church. What we are supposed to do this year. I have received some dreams. And those dreams are actually instructions from God. So whether it's a burden, it's a dream, it's a revelation, whatever it is, how do you get this plan to come to pass? That's what we want to know right now. Because many people have dreams and burdens from God, but it never comes to pass. So the question is, what are we missing?
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that God reveals his plans for us through burdens, visions, and dreams. The question is, how will they materialize? Join us tomorrow as this fantastic message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
And I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I asked you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.